Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. And she's got the scripture.
Do not fear scripture of the day. Hebrews 13:6 says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
You gotta love that scripture. Well, on today's call, we're going to discuss seven essential P, the letter P, ingredients for success.
Mm.
You know, honey, every time I think I've written or read everything I could possibly write about success, God shows me something else. I was reading a book, and frankly, I don't remember which one, when I felt prompted to write down seven essential ingredients of success. I wrote purpose, passion, preparation, plan, persistence, power, and promotion. When I noticed all the essential ingredients started with the letter P, I thought for a moment I was on a spiritual Sesame Street.
You're funny.
The first essential ingredient to success is purpose. Dictionary.com defines purpose as one, the purpose for which something exists or is done, made, or used. Two, an intended or desired result, end, aim, or goal. God has a purpose for your life. That's right. Say it out loud. God has a purpose for my life.
Amen.
Personalize it and write it down. Without your purpose identified firmly in your mind, you'll wander through life never quite feeling that you're in the, you're in the flow. Now let us be clear. Your purpose may have nothing to do with how you make your money, your job, because you can make money in many ways that may not directly be related to your purpose, although you can still glorify God while doing your job. Purpose gives meaning to why we're doing what we're doing. It's time to listen to that inner voice, your serious attention to what comes naturally, what's got you juiced, and I don't mean steroids, what gets you moving at the start of each new day and new week. When you have the right purpose, you'll more easily develop the right vision. When you have the right vision, you'll quickly recognize the right goal. Always remember Proverbs 19:22, New Living Translation. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
And we can also add in Proverbs 3:21. This is in the Passion Bible. Proverbs 3:21 says, my child, never drift off course from these two goals of your life. To walk in wisdom and to discover your purpose.
Yes.
Don't ever forget how they empower you, for they strengthen you inside and out and inspire you to do what's right. You will be energized and refreshed by the healing they bring. So every day, we want to walk in wisdom and we want to find the purpose for that day. The second essential ingredient to success is passion, which I have on steroids at times.
Yes, you do.
As we thought about passion, we wrote the following acronym, positive attitude, supernatural surge, intensity, overwhelming negativity. That's positive attitude, supernatural surge, intensity, overwhelming negativity.
That's good.
A person with passion has a positive attitude, causing a supernatural surge of intensity to overcome all the negativity in their life. Passion, or the lack thereof sometimes, is contagious. Our passion for life and success needs to spread to others. It needs to go viral in order to illuminate our personal commitment, our passion to succeed. Our passion will also determine our spiritual attire. Isaiah 59 verse 17 says, he put on righteousness as his body armor, and placed the helmet of salvation on his head. He clothed himself with a robe of vengeance and wrapped himself in the cloak of divine passion.
The third essential ingredient to success is preparation.
Yes.
After purpose and passion, there must be preparation. The World English Dictionary defines preparation as the act or process of preparing and the state of being prepared readiness. Preparation for action is a mental decision before it manifests as a practical reality. Psalm 90 verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. We've shared before the meaning of the word number, but it bears repeating. The Hebrew word for number, H4487, Strong's Concordance means to count, reckon, assign, tell, appoint, prepare. We think it's significant that the definition numbers includes words, assign, appoint, and prepare. Preparation. It's clear that to number our days means more than just counting them on the calendar. We're to assign our days. Have you read or are you implementing the teaching that I did called 7 Things to Do Before You Go to Sleep? If so, you know that before you pillow your head at night, we're to appoint our days to give each day a special purpose. God just doesn't allow it to happen without your involvement and what's happening in it. We are to prepare our days.
Mm. The fourth essential ingredient to success is planning. Planning takes your purpose, passion, and mental preparation, bringing them into a plan of action. So what is your plan for each new day? Is your plan to let things happen or to make things happen?
It's good.
Only you can control your day. In Psalm 90, verse 12, Contemporary English Version, says, teach us to use wisely all the time we have. With prior proper planning, we will ensure our success. Proverbs 1, verse 25 in the New International Version says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. And in 1 Timothy 4:15, New International Version, it says, give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress.
Wow. The fifth essential ingredient to success is persistence. What does the Word of God say about persistence? Revelation 2:2, Message Bible. I see what you've done, your hard work, your refusal to quit. I know you can't stomach evil, that you weed out all apostolic pretenders. I know your persistence, your courage in my cause, that you never wear it out. That's such a powerful verse. Persistence is the main key to success in life. Dale Carnegie, the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, once said, flaming enthusiasm backed up by horse sense and persistence is a quality that most frequently makes for success. President Calvin Coolidge said once, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing's more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb.
That's a good quote from him. The sixth essential ingredient to success is power. There are some things that we say on our morning calls that bear repeating. But the point is, one, that we need to never, ever, ever forget. We need to be repeating it. God hasn't left us powerless. Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then ye shall become witnesses. We need to not let the enemy strip us of our power or in thinking that we don't have power. The power of Jesus promised after the Holy Ghost comes upon you is enabling power. It's a Greek word, dunamis, and it has three primary meanings. It means strength, power, and ability. So that's where we get the word dynamite. It's from dunamis.
Right.
So Acts 1:8, again, let's expand this in the paraphrase for you. It says, you shall receive the ability after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be able to witness of me simultaneously in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. What kind of witness do we need to be for Jesus? We can gain a fresh insight by looking at the definitions of the word dunamis. It can also mean power for performing miracles, moral power, excellence of soul, the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. You shall receive the power of performing miracles. You shall receive the power of moral excellence. You shall receive the power of influence when you are rich and wealthy. You know, there's a lot of people that are rich and wealthy that don't have the kind of influence we want to have spread on the earth. But we can have that kind of influence.
The seventh essential ingredient to success is promotion. Have you ever been promoted one grade to the next in school, from one level of accomplishments to the next in the Boy or Girl Scouts, from one rank to a higher one in the military, or one position to a different one at your place of employment, or from owning one store to another? If you think your promotion was a result of your skills and or your hard work, then we suggest you read, study, and meditate on Psalm 75, verses 6 through 8 in the Message Bible. It says, in part, for promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only from God. He promotes one, deposes another.
Think of that.
Your promotion comes from the Lord. He gives you the power and favor for advancement in every single area of human endeavor. We've shared with you seven essential P's for success. We realize that we've left off the most obvious one, prayer. But truthfully, if you're not praying, then none of the rest of this teaching will be of real and lasting value to you. We encourage you to reread this teaching or re-listen to it again. Maybe even print it out. Make your own personal notes in the margin. You can listen to it again by calling 1-712-432-0990. Access code 832-936-POUND. Or it'll be up on a podcast in about 2 days. Well, think on these things. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.